Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. If you're a service-based business owner who hasn't embraced email marketing full on yet, it's time to get on with the times. And not only because it can save you a ton of time, make selling way easier, and also stay on top of mind for your clients, make referrals easier. It's because we're in 21st century and 99% of people over 15 have emails. And 89% of that check the email multiple times a day. Also, over 65% of those people check emails while doing other things like cooking and watching TV and during time off. And of course, it varies depending on your industry, but email is proven to be 40 times more effective in client acquisition than social media. Not to mention that when you have an email list, it's an asset that you and your business own, whereas a social media profile doesn't really belong to you, can be shut down at any time, and all the hard work you're doing would have to restart it, or it could go to waste. So, three things that you want to consider when going on email marketing. Of course, apart from technology that we're not going to cover here in Maggie's Moment, there is things like email marketing is for nurturing and for selling, and you need content that does both. And both nurturing and selling, the content needs to be valuable. Another thing that's important to consider is personalization and being able to connect more with your clients. You're in their intimate space, in their inbox. Use that privilege to build stronger relationships, and personalizations help with that. The last thing is optimize your email for mobile. Now, majority of the systems can do it, but you want to make sure that that's happening because majority of your potential clients check their emails on the phone, and if it's clunky, it won't work. Now, if you want help creating a strategy and really walking you through that project step by step so you can utilize email marketing to your benefit, reach out to me. I can help. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.